Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
If you've been seeing some falling stars in the last few days, it's probably because we are into perhaps the best meteor shower of the year. The Earth is passing through the debris field of comet Swift Tuttle from about July 17th to August 24th. Independently discovered by Lewis Swift and Horace Parnell Tuttle in 1862, comet Swift Tuttle is one of the oldest known comets, with records dating back to China around 26 AD. It has an orbit that brought it near the Sun in 1862, and then again in 1992 when it put on a rather unspectacular show. If you missed the 1992 show, you'll have to wait until 2126 for the next pass-through. Comets are mixtures of ice, rock, and dust. Think of them as dirty snowballs a few miles in diameter. When comets pass near the Sun, the heat causes the comet to shed ice and particles. These mostly sand-sized pieces of ice and rock create a debris field in outer space. When the Earth passes through these debris fields, the pieces collide with the atmosphere and become glowing hot. Viewed from the Earth, they're falling stars. But of course, we now know they are meteors. A lot of falling stars make a meteor shower. There are 8 major meteor showers associated with comets each year. Even though the meteors in this shower originate from the comet Swift-Tuttle, the meteor shower is called the Perseids because the meteors are seen radiating out of the constellation Perseus. We'll see the Orionids in October, which appear to originate within the constellation Orion and are caused by debris from Halley's Comet. The meteor shower should increase in intensity until its peak the night of August 11th and early morning of the 12th, with perhaps up to 60 meteors per hour. Look to the northeast after midnight. A second quarter moon will detract from the viewing a bit, but even at that, the show will be well worth staying up for. So make a point of getting out and observing the Perseids. If you're really lucky, you may catch a falling star. If not, maybe you can pass the time singing that Perry Como hit from the 1950s. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.